I spoke to probably over 100 farmers over a 6-month discovery period and settled on 4 farm families that were between Ohio, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Missouri, and Iowa. So I shot with them, filmed with them for 5 years, and they all were directly or indirectly related to suicide, whether they had a suicide attempt, suicide ideation, or a family member had died by suicide. And so as bleak as that sounds, the film is deeply rooted with legacy and this multi-generational pride of what it means to be a steward of the land.
Could you tell me one story, perhaps, that will really stick with you in doing this?
Getting up at 3, 4, 5 in the morning to hop in the combine to go harvest when it's cold, dark, and being in the combine for 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 hours at a time, like, I just remember like how difficult that was, and like how for me this is just a sample size. Like, I'm just doing this for X amount of days while these farmers are doing this for all of their lives. And you know, it's something that they love. It's like it's a duty or a chore, but like they don't look at it that way. And I just had a huge revelatory moment where I just realized how important food is, and not only that, but how important farmers are and like food providers. Because I think, as simplistic as it gets, we just go to the grocery store, we grab our items, and we go home, and we don't even think about any of the processing and how it starts from farm to table. And being able to have that experience of just literally seeing it come from the ground, it was just probably the most beautiful thing I've ever endured as a filmmaker, and honestly as a person too. I just really appreciate and respect, and I think they're incredibly important.
I grew up in a rural area in Colorado, and I know that loneliness, because of just the fewer amount of people, is something that can be really striking to people who live in a community that just doesn't have a lot of people there. Is that something that is often an issue in suicides?
Yeah, absolutely. In the beginning, when we were trying to like fundraise and write like a deck and to pitch it around and stuff, there was a really profound Ball State report that said 95% of healthcare professionals can't meet their needs in rural communities. So there's a strong disparity between, you know, urban and rural communities getting those healthcare needs that they desperately like need to you know, to find, you know, their mental health in a place where it should be. What's been the biggest challenge are the uncontrollables, things where you have to take insurance policy on crops when you have El Derecho, or you have severe weather patterns, crop prices, you know, the trade war and the tariffs between 2016 and 2020 with the prior administration, climate change, as I just mentioned, with weather, and also politics, the farm bill in D.C. when that gets voted on every so few years. And I just think that culmination of things is what has led to this precipice of this mental health crisis with farmers and agriculture workers. And in the past, they never really had resources to rely on other than themselves, or as Jeff says in the film, Suck It Up, Buttercup.
Has this film in any way changed about how you will go about making documentaries in the future?
We just got really lucky, and like I just will always cherish this. This is my debut feature, so like it's always going to hold a special place in my heart. I still vividly think about the times and the memories that I have, whether it was, you know, I would crash with the farmers in their homes because I didn't have money for lodging, and the times when I needed to decompress after a long day of shooting, I would go to the local YMCA and I'd work out in Iowa and Wisconsin and Minnesota. So I just have a lot of really fond memories. And I also feel like it was a very just coming of age process for myself. I was working on my master's. I was teaching, making $13 an hour. I was still filming weddings to make supplemental income, trying to make this thing happen. And half a decade later, it just feels like an absolute blessing to be here. And it's an experience I'll cherish for the rest of my life.
So you learned about the perseverance in yourself, much like the perseverance that farmers have.
Absolutely. I mean, if I ever run for president one day, I'm prioritizing agriculture workers, farmers, mental health, or healthcare professionals, and educators, because you have to get taught, healed, and fed to have a sustaining democracy and civilization. So I think they're one of the most important professions on the face of the planet.